especially being a female in football.
Yes.
The NFL ain't no joke,
man. You're taking over.
So shout out to the Rams. That's a male-dominated sport. So that for them to have a Latina female DJ, salute to y'all, Rams.
Yes. Hey guys, it's your girl Lola, and this is Uncensored LA, where we talk to some of your favorite entertainers, artists, DJs, and this is also where we take a sip or two, because here we get real, we get LA, and we get uncensored, baby.
Hey,
yeah.
Let's go.
Today, I am honored to be with the one and the only DJ Charisma.
Hey, thank you. Yes. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
So we're so excited to have you here. DJ Charisma is a three-time winning female DJ of the year for Global Spin Awards. She also is the radio host and DJ for the one, the only Power 106. And she also has worked on some amazing projects and have been a part of some amazing projects like Party Party with Chris Brown, Ooh. Teach Me How to Dougie,
hey.
Cat Daddy, and some amazing other music. Just so many amazing other music things that she's done. And I'm so excited to talk about it with her today. But before we get started, we have to talk about these drinks.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Pia Days, once again making you a cocktail for Uncensored LA. This week's cocktail is inspired by DJ Charisma, and because she's one of the hottest DJs, we're gonna put her drink on fire. She's a brand representative for Branson Cognac by 50 Cent, so we're gonna have to make this the base of our cocktail. Gonna go ahead and add that in there. Did you know 50 Cent had a cocktail line? I didn't. But listen, it's fire. Then we're gonna also have some simple syrup. It's infused with rose petals. And we're gonna add a dash of Angostura bitters. This always rounds out a cocktail, especially one based in cognac. There we go. We're gonna stir that up. You wanna give it a good stir to make sure that all the flavors come together. And because it's cognac based, we wanna make sure we really taste that cognac in the background. And because she's lit, like I said, we're gonna put the cocktail on fire. Y'all wanna smoke it out with me? Let's go. This really brings out the flavors of the cognac. You'll be able to taste the amber, the wood, all of those things will combine to make a flavorful cocktail. There we go. You see it infusing right now. It's coming through on the ones and twos. I'm really happy to be doing this for a female DJ. There are not a lot, and she's really making a mark. And because she's making a mark and has always put people on, we gotta give her flowers. Flowers for DJ Charisma. Cheers.
Thank you so much for having me. We're sipping on, what are we sipping on? Some Branson?
Some Branson. I was honored to craft this cocktail for the hottest DJ, so we had to do a fire cocktail. Yeah. So this has Branson cognac. It has some rose simple syrup, a little bit of bitters, and we smoked it out for you for that fire flavor.
Okay, we got some smoke.
Yes.
I like that.
Well, cheers. Cheers.
Thank you all for having me, and yes. Let's do this. Yes. Yum. Mm. Okay, I could taste the rose. Yum.
I love
yum.
This.
50 Cent, we got a new one
yes,
for the menu.
This is so good. Cheers to that. Okay, so let's just get into it. So speaking of 50 Cent and Branson Cognac, so how did you get this sponsorship with 50, and what was the experience like working with him, and how is his personality? Can you tell us more about that?
50's great. Like, he's just a when you get around him, you just feel like you're around a solid dude. He's a real man, you know? You know, you're just around a solid dude. And it was actually a huge blessing, because when he started this program for DJs, which not a lot of people do, you know, he started it right during COVID when everything fell apart for us.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So he just, you know, he got the hottest DJs all around the country, from like DJ Camilo at Hot 97, DJ Envy, that were all part of the
yes.
team. And it's been a huge blessing, and he takes care of us, and I feel grateful. I just feel so grateful to 50. And, you know, it's a fun job. We're in the nightlife. It's really easy. It goes hand in hand. And I just feel super honored and blessed to be a part of the team.
That's amazing. So how's his personality? Like,
he's funny.
How is 50? I want to know.
He's always smiling. He's always got this huge grin on his face. Yeah. Every time I've been around him, he's such a hard worker. Yeah. And he's like, he's just so well thought. You could tell he knows exactly what to do. And he's such an incredible businessman, entrepreneur. Such a great role model. Like, I love 50.
That's
sure.
amazing. Well, speaking of role model, inspiration, hard worker, I mean, I'm sitting right next to one. Like you do so many amazing things. You're a DJ, you're a radio host, you're an entrepreneur. You have your own, like, you are your brand.
Thank
so
you.
Being in the music industry and being with, you know, a lot of male dominated DJs, mm-hmm. how do you feel like as a female DJ, you had to bring that uniqueness out in the industry? Like, what do you feel like you had to do to make yourself unique?
For me personally, it's like I was real competitive, a little tomboy at a young age. So when boys always told me no or tried to exclude us as they do from certain things, it just fueled me even more. And I just taught myself how to DJ. And when it came to like the industry, I saw specifically in the West Coast in radio, it was missing that person that was going to put on for all the street artists that were popping at the time. So I was like, I'm real good at like calling hits and seeing waves, you know, this thing. So that's what I really was like, okay, this, I know no one else is doing this. I could do this. And it worked. I broke You're a Jerk, YG, Tooted and Booted, Ty Dolla Sign, Teach Me How to Dougie.
Yes.
And I saw that that was my purpose. So that's really what I focused on. You know, and I was blessed enough to just be able to focus on hip hop and R&B, which I loved because, you know, as most DJs, we have to start out super open format.
Yes.
So I'm really just glad that I saw that I have the power. I'm here at radio. No one else is willing to fight for these guys. I'm doing it, you know, and that's what helped me win and helped my name get so big was all the artists I broke.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's amazing. So when you talk about radio, how is the experience of working with Power 106? Because that's phenomenal. Like, I hear your voice all the time on the radio. I'm like, hold up, DJ Charisma.
It's a blessing. You know, I started on the street team.
Yes, that's
and then
awesome.
Worked my way up. I remember applying to like 92.3 The Beat and getting a bunch of rejection letters.
No.
But I never stopped applying and trying. And finally, I got that shot at it wasn't even Power. It was Moving 93.9.
Wow.
But they were sister stations with Power. And I impressed the Power 106 street team. So that's how I moved over. And yeah, it's been a great learning experience.
That's
I've watched
awesome.
Radio itself go through such a change. You know, I kind of came in at the tail end and then streaming hit, you know, and it just completely changed the game. But I'm so lucky to have gotten the chance to be around Big Boy. You know what I mean? Getting advice from him, Luscious Liz, you know, meeting all the greats, and now they know who I am. And it's just, I love it.
You're one of them.
We came from a time when I used to sleep with the radio under my pillow.
Wow.
Because I couldn't wait to hear Kevin Nash and what he was going to break. You know what I mean? So I really loved radio as a kid. So to be a part of it is an honor.
That's
sure.
so amazing. I love that. So you talk about Big Boy. When he left Power 106, how did you feel? Like, how's your relationship with him now? Like, how did you feel when he left? Because,
you know, everything's business. You know what I mean? And I was supposed to go at that same time, you know, but I just couldn't, you know, I couldn't let go of Power at the time. A year later, I eventually did end up stepping out and going to the other station. And then taking a year off and then finding my way back to Power. But me and Big are great. I have so much respect for him. Like, he's been in movies. He's done so much. And the fact that I still see him almost every night, like out and about at events, we always run into each other. I love Big. I respect him so much. And his birthday just passed.
Hey,
happy birthday, Big
happy
Boy.
Happy birthday.
Virgo.
Hey, you know? And you're a Sag?
I'm on the cusp. I'm Scorpio Sag.
Okay.
On the very last first day.
I love that.
November 22nd.
Period. Ooh, so it's coming up very soon.
Definitely. Fall,
baby.
Because
time flies.
Fall, baby.
I love that. Okay, so I did some research, and I've seen that you have, like, basically a formation of Young California. Can you tell us more about that?
Oh man, Young California. I was the co-creator of that. Me and DJ Amen from San Francisco, he was like me at KMEL up there. We were both the new cats breaking all the local artists. And, you know, we talked, we like, let's create a crew and let's add a radio DJ in every market from San Diego to LA to Fresno to the IE, Modesto, all that, you know? And we cohesively helped break records like Sage of Gemini, Gas Pedal, and Tide Paranoid. We all just teamed up and kept playing these songs in our new music shows. And it worked. Yeah. It worked incredibly well. You know, we had people talking about Young Japan and Young Hawaii. It really took off.
That's amazing how you like to collaborate and help others. I really like that. Like, that's amazing. So
there's no I in team and everything, you know, you go a lot farther with a great team. And,
you're right.
You know, our industry, it's really about networking. You know?
You're right. Collaborating, networking, building relationships.
Uh-huh.
Definitely. So, okay, let's get on to the fun side of things because DJing, I don't know if I could ever DJ. I'm sorry. Like, it's just so hard. You really have to have an ear for music.
Yeah, it's really
fun. So how do you create and how do you approach your set list?
I mean, it depends on what you're DJing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If I'm doing a typical big Hollywood club, they're expecting a certain thing. Mm-hmm. So I know what to play, the biggest songs of that time, you know. If it's like a concert set, I can have a little more fun with it. Okay. You know what I mean? And go anywhere. But really, it's all about, I learned how to beat match really young. Shout out to Mr. Chalk.
Hey.
He taught me with vinyl how to beat match. You know, I remember I was struggling and then one day it just clicked out of nowhere.
Wow.
And after that, I knew when sounds were off, beats and claps, you know, and I like mixing it up with different transitions, and I'm not a big scratcher.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm more about song selection.
Okay. But you still know how to do it though.
I could, of course. A little song, you know what I mean? But I'm more about smooth transition and keeping the energy going.
I love that. You're right. Because the energy needs to stay right. Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes you can get a little carried away.
You know? So, okay. Between attending events, between being a mother, between, you know, hosting and DJing for Power 106, how do you find time and just like yourself?
I mean, I enjoy what I do. The first time you get booked out of the country to go to another country, and actually get paid and be going to work, like those are those moments that I feel super grateful, you know, or even the chances, like my daughter's 13 now. And if she's at that point now, like, Mom, I want to be able to go to a concert. And, okay, cool. Got her hooked up.
Yeah.
Like, those little things are like, okay, this is awesome.
I love that. I love that so much. Okay, so where do you get those values and how do you maintain them as you have become successful?
Salute to my mom. My mom was one of those ladies that never called in sick to work, even to this day.
Wow.
She still goes to work every day. So watching her be so dedicated and responsible, I really feel like that rubbed off on me without me even knowing. So I just know I got to work hard. And us as females, we got to work hard.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have any real female DJs to look up to. I mean, we had Spinderella, you know, that was a little different. But I'm just so, you know, what keeps me going, seeing all the new batch of female DJs that are out here absolutely crushing it. Every time I'm able to help make something happen, like with 310 Baby, I was the first one to ever play his song
really
on the radio. They didn't even have a clean version, and I was like, you need to make me clean right now.
Wow.
And just seeing and watching people's whole families' lives change, I love that. So I just know that that's my service to community. I could help do things, you know, so that's what keeps me going.
I love that.
And the fact that I'm still booked and so much in the city and where I'm from, that also keeps me going because it's like, wow, I'm still here, still doing this, you know, partying with 18-year-olds. I feel blessed.
Yeah, that's so, like, amazing. Like, I'm sitting next to DJ Charisma right now.
I feel blessed, yeah.
So how does it feel being from L.A. and literally being the DJ of the L.A. Rams? How does it feel?
Great. Honor. Especially being a female in football.
Yes.
The NFL ain't no joke, man.
You're taking over.
So shout out to the Rams. It's very intense, and it's like a whole, I had to challenge myself being in that position last season, so it's been a great learning experience, definitely big time. I'm not really a football watcher.
Yeah.
Like so hardcore. Yeah, you know, I'm always saluting for the home team, but I don't really have time to watch too many sports.
You're like, okay.
But seeing the intensity of the fans and the magnitude of how many people show up to these games every week, I feel super blessed. That's a male-dominated sport.
Yes.
So that for them to have a Latina female DJ, salute to y'all, Rams.
Yes.
For calling me.
For real. Like, I love that. Okay, so we're going to get uncensored.
Okay.
Because this is Uncensored LA.
All right, let me take a drink of this Branson.
Okay. We're going to get a little uncensored. So, speaking of football, as far as the Super Bowl, what are your thoughts on Kendrick performing in New Orleans?
I'm excited about it. We're from the West.
Yeah.
Come on, West. And I honestly do think he's going to bring out Lil Wayne, and I think he's going to bring out Beyonce and Rihanna. And I don't think it's such a big deal that everyone's making it, because in the past, when has it been like, oh, whatever city it's in, it's local artists.
Right.
No, it's usually the biggest, like Rihanna, Bruno Mars. So I don't really see. And what if, where are we at? Where's the Super Bowl at?
New Orleans.
It's in New Orleans,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what's the New Orleans football team? The Saints. Are the Saints even going to make it to the Super Bowl?
Don't ask me. Do not ask me. I'm like, I'm not really.
I mean, what if the Saints don't even make it and you're going to have a whole bunch of out-of-towners?
Yeah.
Because I've seen how loyal they are now. They'll come from every state. They'll come to the Rams games.
They'll travel.
So I think Jay-Z made a great decision. Like, Kendrick is the biggest artist this year. He absolutely crushed it. So salute to him.
I love that.
I hope I get some tickets.
Period.
I'm trying to be there.
For real. So I was actually going to ask you that. Do you think that he'll pay homage to Louisiana artists like Lil Wayne, Bootsy, or you kind of already answered the question, but does that matter with such a big platform?
You know, it's like the same thing in radio. Sometimes, you know, you get so much pressure, like, yeah, I don't play enough LA artists, but you got to look at it like, what are the biggest songs, though? Who are the biggest artists, though? You know what I mean? And us is that you should want to grow, too, and want to become that big international superstar. So I totally get Jay-Z's decision, 100%. And I like it.
I agree.
And he's going to bring Lil Wayne out. I bet you they got songs together. So I could totally see that happening.
Okay, so I have another fun question. So I had to ask this. What animal would you choose? What animal would you choose if you could be any animal? This is just a fun, uncensored LA question.
A bird.
For real?
Right? Fly? What's better than flying?
Yeah. A bird? Okay. I can see that. What type of bird?
Ooh. Oh, no. Like one of them little brown ones with their cute that we see all the time. I don't know what they're called. You see them all the time, though.
Like a little pigeon?
No, not a pigeon. Definitely not a pigeon. Those cute little brown ones that we always see. They're like picking up the bread all the time everywhere.
Aww.
Pinches? I don't know what they're called.
You're just like, I want to fly.
I want to be a cute little bird flying around.
Oh,
that'd
I love
awesome.
That. So,
Sparrow.
Okay, so what are your top five music choices? Like, what are your top five music choices?
Artists or genres, or what do you mean?
We'll do artists.
Chris Brown, number one. I'm a super R&B head.
Yes.
I love me some Erykah Badu. I love me some Tory Lanez. Jazz. I mean, I'm a real mellow cat when I'm by myself in the car.
Okay.
So I like to keep it like that.
And I was going to actually get into that. So you go through so much with work and just so much going on in the music industry. How do you, like, not find time for yourself, but what is something that you do to keep you at peace? Like you said, listening to music. What's another outlet?
Writing in silence.
Really?
Yeah, I love to drive. And, you know, anyone who knows L.A., it's a whole lot of driving.
Yeah.
Like 50% of our life is in the car. So I just like to have the windows down and be in silence a lot of times.
I love that.
I am a gamer, too. Like, I love some video games. Yeah.
What games?
Zelda's my favorite.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm really stuck on this game right now called Genshin Impact.
Okay.
I just, you know.
I love that.
I like to game when I can, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so does your daughter play games?
She's more into, like, computer games, like Roblox. And,
yes. Minecraft.
All that. She does little modeling contest on Roblox.
For real?
Where they pick their outfits for the theme.
Oh, that's so cute. Okay, that's so awesome, because I'm low low-key a little gamer, too.
Hey, what's your favorite game?
Fortnite.
Oh, you know what? I gotta try Fortnite. It. I've never
you
tried
have
it.
You too. It's so fun. Okay. It's so fun. So, what's some great advice that you can tell upcoming artists or DJs?
Anyone in our industry, it's all about just consistency and just don't give up because it's going to get hard. You know, it's a total roller coaster. You know, just find your lane. And when you see something's working, you know, cater to that. Just like if you're an artist out there and you got a song that's really buzzing, baby that song because you want it to become a hit.
Yeah.
And that's rare, you know? So a lot nowadays, a lot of artists like to drop 40 songs next week. Here's another 50 songs. Here's another. And it's just, you know, you're not giving yourself that full potential. You know, really plan out your projects, plan out your moves, and then don't be scared to execute. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people let fear hold them back. So just go for it, you know, do what you got to do, be consistent.
Yeah.
And keep going and network. This game is all about networking. You can't expect the DJs to know you have a new song. Make sure your team is getting us that new song. You know what I mean? Because we're flooded, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
We are flooded with music, like on a regular basis. So just really care about it and put that extra effort into it. You know, make sure it's right with a pretty bow on top.
Yes. So speaking of like breaking records, you've broke so many amazing records. Do you feel like you have you have a ear for what's going to break?
Yeah, I definitely know that God blessed me with a good ear and just a good eye because I could see it like, oh, this is about to be it.
Yeah.
Even if like I was the first one to ever play Blueface Tatiana.
Wow.
You know, and at first I listened to it, I'm like, this dude is hella offbeat. This is crazy. But the kids are digging it. And I saw more and more kids and more kids and more kids. I'm like, all right, I see the wave. Let's go. Called up Blueface, had him make the first ever clean version of Tatiana. And yeah.
Wow. That means you have a really good ear.
Yeah, ear and eye.
Yes, yeah. Ear and eye.
Because there's so much more to this music game. I've met so many artists that the music was incredible, but you got to have it all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's more to it, for sure.
Yeah, that's amazing. So with the males being dominated in the DJ world, for us females, what's some advice that you can give us females or upcoming females, just in general, like girl, besides, you know, making sure what you create is good and, you know, making sure you're consistent and you're putting your all into it. What's something else mentally that you can tell us females that want to be, you know, a DJ? Because it's not just about DJing. It's also, you know, physical
marketing.
Work, marketing, mental presence.
Be ready to work, ladies. Be ready to work and you got to be a little tough. You know, because these guys are going to try you, especially if you're even a little bit cute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you just got to show them that you mean business and it's not going to be easy. Just be ready to work and fight for what you want and you know, stand on business like 100% as a female. And sometimes you got to work a little harder, you know?
Yeah.
You just got to, that's just the way it is until it changes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there's so many. I feel like the female DJs are crushing it
right
now.
Oh, they're crushing it.
Bella Fiasco, Crystal the DJ, P Nasty. Like, I'm so proud of them. They're getting booked more than the guys now. So clients actually want females, you know, especially like big brands like the Pepsis. And
okay.
You'll see a lot of times when they do events, it's always a female DJ.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, they want to look.
Yeah.
So if you got talent, ladies, don't be scared.
Don't be scared. You heard it from DJ Charisma.
Don't be scared. And just remember, there's no crying in hip hop. Just like there's no crying in softball. Just you got to be a little extra tough as a lady if you want to do this. And it's all good.
What's the other side of DJ Charisma? Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have one sister. She's a year younger. No, she's like 11 months younger than me. It was just me and her. So I was always the big sister.
Aww.
She was always more shy. So I had leadership at a young age. And I had an incredible father, you know, rest in peace. I just lost him last year. But him and my mom did a great job. I'm so fortunate that I had great parents. And yeah, now I'm a mom myself, you know, shout out to my daughter. You know, it's just me and her. And I'm just a Cali girl. I'm just a Cali girl. And I'm lucky enough to be in a great position. I love people, obviously.
Yeah.
So my phone has got like thousands of contacts in it. So I'm just a real people person. I got that from my father. You know, I was always an athlete. I played softball, basketball. Really? I'm one of those people, we went to Top Golf for the first time ever the other night, and I was smacking that ball. I just feel like I'm someone who, like, if you put a sporty thing in front of me, I'm going to be all right at it or decent for sure.
I would have thought you had brothers.
No, my dad treated me like that. My dad was very, you know.
Aww, yeah.
So I was definitely his little tomboy, you know.
So what's some advice that your parents give you that stick with you?
It was more what I saw than if anything they ever said.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just like I said, watching my mom never miss a day of work. You know, watching my dad love us and take care of us and being how a man's supposed to be, you know, taking care of my mom since till the very end, you know, never cheating on her. He showed me what a real man's supposed to be,
period.
You know, and taking care of me and my sister. So
I love that. You're amazing.
No.
Cheers. I'm like, cheers.
You're amazing. Cheers.
So before we end this amazing segment, we have to do Uncensored for 60 seconds.
Let's go.
That's our challenge. Okay.
Let's go.
I'm going to take a little. Sippy sip, Pia, you did such an amazing job.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, so here on Uncensored LA, we love to do a really cool segment called 60 Seconds of Uncensored. So you have 60 seconds.
Ooh, they got the time glass.
60 seconds to just be uncensored. Tell us whatever's on your mind. Oh, you can tell us a secret. You can tell us a fun fact, something that people don't really know about you. It could literally be whatever, any up and coming projects you're working on.
Okay.
But you have 60 seconds, starting now.
I mean, shoot, my next goal is to become a radio PD. I feel like, you know, I'm ready to put on the next DJs and artists, personalities. I hate doing interviews with artists myself.
Really?
I'd rather be in the background DJing, but I thug it out. So if you ever, people are always like, no, those are great. I'm like, yo, these are so hard for me to do. You know? Shoot, coming up, I got a song with Lil' Kim.
Yes.
And Coi Leray, Lady London.
Yes.
Is coming out. I definitely want to get back into that side of, there's no female DJ Khaled, so I really want to, I started doing that, and I just want to get back to it.
Okay.
You know, so making music, teaching myself more production, just teaching myself. I've been learning social media. Like, I run the, like, social media pages for Power Now, things you would never think. Wow. I'm always down to do the dirty work. Always be down to do the dirty work. I'm never above anything. Coming up, actually, I just got back on radio full-time.
Oh, wow.
So 5 to 7, because I was only on the weekends for a while. You know, your girl got in trouble a couple times because I like to fight for new artists and new music. But shoot, I don't know what's next. You know, every 5 years I got to, like, sit down and re-list my goals, because every 5 years I accomplish a lot of those. So next is going to be, like, what's next?
Yeah, I love that. Oh, my gosh. DJ Charisma, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For being here today. We
thank
love you,
you
so much. I hope you loved the drink.
Yes, shout out to you. Shout out to you.
This is flowers for DJ Charisma.
Thank you. Flowers for DJ Charisma.
You know, I like to call myself that, a professional flower giver. Because, like, most media and hip-hop today, they want the most craziest, juiciest moments so people can go viral. For me, I just like to give flowers.
I love that.
I just want to give flowers, you know? Perfect. Too much going
genuine,
on out there.
Just good energy, good vibes. Like, we love that.
Can you actually drink the roses?
You can. They're edible. They're organic.
Okay. Okay. Yeah,
I drink one.
I'm about to try a rose for real right now.
For real. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that amazing, amazing, amazing conversation with me and DJ Charisma. She's amazing. How can they find you if they don't already follow you on social media?
At DJ Charisma. My TikTok is at DJ Charisma Official. Been trying to step up my TikTok game. go on iTunes and check out my old catalog. I know there's so many people who still haven't heard a lot of the songs I put out. So head over to iTunes, type in DJ Charisma. Just check it out. Vibe out. You know what I mean? And salute to you. You're a great interviewer.
Thank you.
Love the energy. The smile is infectious. I love it. So thank you.
So is yours.
Thank you.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching.
What? Uncensored. LA.
Uncensored.
Come on, baby. Gotta crash on it, gotta crash on it.
crush on it. Crush on it. Got a crush on it. Got a crush on it.